Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Summer at the movies should be a time for blockbusters. Instead, it's the summer of the coronavirus. During the time of the COVID-19 pandemic shutdown, nearly every man and woman's home is not only his or her castle, but has become a movie palace. That's because some movies circumvented theaters and went direct to streaming services, including Trolls World Tour, Scoob, The Lovebirds, Artemis Fowl, The King of Staten Island, and Irresistible and Greyhound. The first-run movie theater experience is expected to return July 10 in the Lehigh Valley, joining the drive-in movie experience, which returned June 5 in the region with the reopening of Chankweiler's Drive-In, Becky's Drive-In, and Mahoning Drive-In Theater. Among first-run movie theaters, Regal Theaters is to reopen July 10. Cinemark was to open some of its theaters June 19 and all of its theaters by July 10. AMC Theaters is to reopen 90% of its theaters July 15 and all of its theaters by the end of July. As of the deadline for this broadcast, reopening dates were not announced for New Vision Tillman 8 and Movie Tavern Hamilton Crossings. Civic Theater of Allentown, which has not announced a reopening date, through its Civic at Home programming, is offering virtual cinema for streaming, including Miss Juneteenth, For They Know Not What They Do, and Hills of Freedom, all through July 2. Frank Banco Alehouse Cinemas Bethlehem, which has also not announced a reopening date, is screening online I Am Not Your Negro, Whose Streets, Toni Morrison, The Pieces I Am, Down and Out in America, and several more films. With the closing of movie theaters, which was in the Lehigh Valley March 17, in the United States and around the world in an attempt to mitigate the community spread of the coronavirus, new theatrical motion pictures were yanked from distribution. Several movies scheduled to open in spring and summer 2020 have been pushed back to 2021, including Minions: The Rise of Gru, Ghostbusters Afterlife, Jungle Cruise, and The Beatles Get Back. Some movies set to open in 2021 have been pushed back to 2022. Other major releases have been pushed back several months, including A Quiet Place Part 2, No Time to Die, Wonder Woman, Black Widow, and Top Gun Maverick. On a typical weekend at the multiplex, six or more movies might open. This summer, you're lucky if one movie is opening on a given weekend. In July, there's Unhinged, starring Russell Crowe in a road rage pursuit of a mother and her son, opening July 10. St. Maud, a horror film, is to open July 17. Inception, a re-release of director Christopher Nolan's film, is to open July 17. The Broken Hearts Gallery, a rom-com by writer-director Natalie Krinsky, is to open July 17. Mulan, the live-action adaptation of Disney's 1998 animated film, is to open July 24. Tenet is to open July 31. And in August, the SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run, is to open August 7. The Personal History of David Copperfield is August 14. Antebellum is August 21. The New Mutants is to be released August 28. See you at the movie theater soon, we hope. I'm Paul Willistein of Lehigh Valley Press, at the movies for WDIY.